One of the things that kind of I thought a little bit about after seeing the adjuvant trastuzumab data, and I kind of alluded a little bit to that yesterday, is this concept of if you have a phase three randomized study testing a new concept, is it appropriate to utilize that concept before the data comes in? It's always a challenging question. And then what we saw with trastuzumab, because I think a very, very strong leadership coming from clinical investigators, was that very little adjuvant trastuzumab was being used for patients who couldn't be in the studies or didn't want to be in the studies. And I wonder whether people are going to kind of give that sort of pause for concern in the future because, every clinical investigator I certainly talked to over the last 2, 3 years predicted that the adjuvant trastuzumab studies were going to be positive. Once we had your cardiac data, we sort of knew what the downside was. And I think about some of these women with 10 and 15 positive nodes who weren't treated over the last, year or two. I just kind of wonder about that.
Well, there's no replacement for judgment. I think that, using judgment for an individual patient and what's going on in clinical trials are not mutually exclusive. I think oncologists are faced with making decisions on a daily basis. So if somebody had 10 positive nodes whose tumor overexpressed HER2 new, would I be critical of that oncologist for having put trastuzumab into the adjuvant setting before the data of the combined analysis were disclosed? Certainly not. I could certainly understand that this individual was doing all he could in a patient who was at very high risk for recurrence. And there was remarkable restraint in using trastuzumab outside the context of a clinical trial, and I think that medical oncologists should be lauded for that. I think the issue of cardiotoxicity without knowing the benefit was a daunting problem. Once the data were disclosed, I think people were just waiting to see the magnitude of benefit of trastuzumab. I mean, if there was a 3% cardiotoxicity rate and your overall benefit, instead of being 18%, was 9%, then I still think you would have been debating this issue.